Okay, very good. Well, call this session of this September 9th session of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board to order. First item on the agenda is to review and accept the minutes of the August 12th meeting. Everybody has the meeting minutes published.
You make a motion, we accept the minutes as written.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. So discussion items is the first item is discuss the Veterans Day ceremony. I forgot my notes, but the one thing you had sent an email earlier regarding a couple of the confirmations.
Yes, the Mounted Patrol, Captain Turner with Fire Department accepted. I told him it's all contingent on if the mayor accepts the event or not.
Update on that, I think if it goes through a special events process, that's kind of the mayor's barometer now through that, so we should be good and we'll get it into the October meeting for that. So I'll fill out the form and everything. I may have some questions that I may email specifically about something, if I have any issues, and I'll submit that and take that through that process.
There were three other items. One was the flyover was, we've set that.
Yep, he's confirmed. He was thrilled that we asked again. So he was very happy to do it. He's got, he had one question mark about one of his flyers, but I think I'm leaving it up to him to, ever how many you can have is fine. Yep. Okay. Make it work.
Tell him I used to fly sailplanes, I'll do it.
And he did say that fuel costs being what they are should be any different than last year. So,
does that happen automatically? Do you just work it out with them to pay? Does the city pay?
He sends an invoice.
He sends an invoice.
Okay. We'll do it.
We need somebody to be his ground.
I can do that if you want. Since you'll be on the microphone, so I'll do flight control.
Right, you flight control. Do we need to coordinate anything additional before? Yeah, I guess you have to meet with him to get the equipment.
Yeah, I'll talk to him several times between now and then, but we'll just plan on the same deal as last year. Now we've got to figure out what the program is
in order to
schedule it. But yeah.
Right. There was also two more items confirmed in your email, I thought. At least one more.
I know, I should have printed it. I didn't.
I had left my printout.
One of the items that we discussed was a live streaming of it. And we're working with our communication and marketing team. They've kind of given us the blessing to do a live stream.
Okay.
I think we're trying to figure out now what platform we're putting it out on. It probably won't be the city's Facebook page. It's either going to be the McKinney Parks and Recreation Facebook page or maybe the Veterans Facebook page if we can get access to that.
Okay.
They gave us some technology tips for them to buy, a bubble stand. I mean, the iPhone seems to do just a great job on some of the live streaming. So we have a Wi-Fi that we can bring out there to make sure we have clean internet access. We'll have a tripod for the phone to be on. I've got a young lady in our department who's been kind of doing these things for us. She hasn't done a live stream yet, but we also thought this was our foot in the door.
Sure.
Live streams for other things because this was great. So important that they were able to allow us to do that. We also bought a microphone, which I don't think necessarily work, but there's a couple ways to do it. We bought a wired microphone that has about 20-foot lead on it. I don't think we'll be in position to put that anywhere, and I really don't want the cord. But we also have an attachment microphone on it, a little windsock that we'll see how it works. We may have to take some practice or so, and then go out here one day.
It's worth trying.
Sure.
Yeah. So if we don't do it on the city website, how is it live? Where?
Facebook. So Facebook.
Facebook.
City's Facebook account.
You don't have Facebook.
We can do McKinney Armed Services.
I think that'd be the best pace if we can do that. So I just need to figure out.
You can advertise it there.
It may be making Amber in our office an admin. She may have that capability if you make her an admin real quick on it and take the access off or so. But that may give her how to do it. And so
to the show.
People in the city who've done it for our communication and marketing department, they kind of know the ins and outs, so they'll be helping us as far as what needs to be done, but we're looking forward to being able to do that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Do you have the password account or Michelle? I think Michelle has it.
I have admin.
As long as we can get
authorization. I don't know what the password is, but.
I think something where an admin can add an admin. I don't know that you want comments on Facebook, but sure, I can find out. And that's probably something I actually just type into Google. I didn't make sure I did.
I mean, the people that set it up, I think it was Ralph French that set it up originally, too.
I know the other one. One of them was the bagpipe.
Captain Turner with McKinney Fire Department, Mounted Patrol, of course, communications will work on that, and the flyover. Those are the ones that I know of are confirmed.
Last meeting, we discussed color guard.
Yeah, I checked with the CPS. They're still not meeting, so they're not doing the color guard yet. But I told them that between now and then, if things change, they'll let me know. So far, they'd be happy to do it if they're allowed to.
You know, I haven't watched much sports, and a lot of times they would have some of those at some of these playoff games and things, maybe more of a championship. But you need to see maybe what they did. Maybe they've found a way to space out and make it.
Yeah.
Okay. So just going down the list, the mayor, is the first thing the mayor's approval of the plan?
Definitely. Yeah.
So when would that happen? When would he make a decision? Is it last minute?
We meet on the, maybe it's the second Tuesday or second Wednesday of the month for the special events, so the second Wednesday of October.
Okay.
I think that maybe mid-October 14th.
Same day we meet.
Yeah, actually.
That you guys do in the daytime?
Mm-hmm. And we do have, was this last year's or is this updated?
Everything carries over unless there's a change like a contact name, but this is updated to show that I've already contacted.
Okay. Were we doing the mayor's remarks at the opening? I don't remember if that was what we discussed at the last meeting, to have the mayor speak.
I'm thinking that the mayor and whoever's local is going to be the only speaker we have.
Yeah.
Making a few remarks. I mean, not a keynote address like usual.
I did talk to RD about reading the names. Mm-hmm. His comment was that if there's a special permit required, he's not willing to do it, and therefore he'd be happy to let us read the names.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
So the normal ceremony is 20, 30 minutes average. With the speaker, I guess it depends on the speaker length. Mm-hmm. What is the, we just did the names Memorial Day. But that's, extends the ceremony. So is that acceptable?
Well, no, I'm talking about reading all, you know, the names of all the mm-hmm. people on the wall.
That takes, usually the sundown deal, it usually takes about 40 minutes, 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So you would combine
But we team. Wouldn't be switching people out this time, though.
True. That's true.
You could. I mean, I'm only going off what I've seen at city council meetings. So they still have citizen comments. They still have people come up there, and they'll take their mask off and speak, mm-hmm. and then there's a little lag time to switch to the next person. So it has happened, and I think you probably could do that by just one person, they read names, go off this side, and someone else come up.
Okay. We can... We probably ought to do is reach out to a few veterans and Gold Star family members and former board members and keep a small group. And so we may have to just go read your names, get in the back of the line.
Read again,
kind of thing.
Who has the book? Was that RD?
RD. He's got the book.
Couldn't remember how many people y'all had read names in the past.
Usually it's been open. It's usually a pretty long line of people. It's mm-hmm. it's usually
at least 20.
30.
Yeah.
20 or 30 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, if they may actually be the only folks that show up for the thing.
That's one of those things you don't do for the, people who show up.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. The next item is park setup. I think the one key thing we talked about, appropriate spacing of the seats. Given, I think there's plenty of space. We just talked about going back. Versus,
right.
Is that still the plan?
So we can put about the same number of seats. We'll spread them out.
We'll try.
Yeah.
We used to sit out about 180 chairs, and we're putting, you know, two chairs, skips.
Only 180.
I don't think. We'll be back by
the... Yeah, we'll be back by the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and add some remote speakers back there.
I think you might need.
Yeah, so
I think so.
What I'm trying to do is use one of the PA systems because I think I can. I've got a little bitty radio that I can plug into it and look like I could possibly stream the audio through a FM signal. Mm-hmm. And just kind of hit back instead of trying to run a cord all the way back there. I think it's going to be pretty simple because you'll be more distance, I guess, for everything. So.
Okay. So the podium, Tim. Anything else for setup that we have to do?
It's old hat at this point.
You know what the podium is?
Well, I could. So I use the podium.
For the mayor?
No, for the podium.
City podium.
The podium.
Love that heavy city podium out there.
Then the last 2 years we had the boy. Was it a Boy Scout troop that cleaned prior to the ceremony?
Yeah.
It has been a baseball team. I don't know about Boy Scout troop. We have a
city employee that's a select baseball coach who's volunteered to do that.
That's fine. I mean, there have been Boy Scout troops that have done it in the past.
The lady, I forget her name.
Yeah, I've got it in my notes at home.
That's a romance or something like that.
So do we need is there a task to contact this? I think it's acceptable either way unless there's a preference. Or
they usually contact us.
They usually call and ask if we need to walk through there, like the scout group, to do it. If we don't have anybody lined up, we'll be more than happy to let them.
Just go ahead and engage them, man.
I agree.
Yeah, we just supply the cleaning supplies.
Do they do that on a weekend or...?
Generally, the scout groups and Jeff Harris, who's the city employee, is the ball team.
Yeah, the morning they were still out there cleaning. We were setting up. So that's fine.
Perfect time.
Yep. And they, so did they reach out to you, Tim, or just
Jeff Harris did?
Okay.
And I cannot remember the name of the female scout leader.
Yeah. Was it this Tawny Taylor?
Right? Oh yeah, it's already on here. I see that.
It sounds familiar, Tawny Taylor.
Yes. Yeah.
I was growing up in the county. There were two Boy Scout troops. Now I've
dozen or so. Easy. Are there parking items we need to cover?
In anticipation of a small crowd, I wouldn't think we'd have any trouble there.
Yeah. I think the street parking should be sufficient.
Yeah, should be fine.
We will not have a choir. I think we discussed that last time. There won't be a choir.
Right.
Bagpipes are scheduled.
So the question on the choir is, what are we doing for music?
Yeah.
Have y'all got
an idea. What if we reach out to the McKinney Choir and see if she could record? Her people sing.
It's a guy now. It's not a.
Either way, if they were to put it on the file,
Tanner Long was the guy.
You can put it on something we can play. Either a digital file or in a disc or something.
We do need the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of our.
You'd have to have the national anthem and the other three major things. That's really all you need.
For veterans. I agree. We've got the bagpipes. Mm-hmm.
All the veterans like to stand up when it's their turn.
Yeah, I think we've got to have those too.
See which group has the biggest
crowd. They do. So, do you want to reach out to Tanner Wildman? Or?
Yeah, I'll do that. What is his name on it?
That's his name and number right there in his email. Oh, no. Still got Cindy Johnson's email.
Oh,
I see Taylor.
Her email was on the. His email was on the.
His name is on there, but.
Is this the McKinney High Choir?
Yeah, McKinney High School.
Yes.
And if he says no, I can go back to Farmersville.
Another high school here, too.
Yeah. It's funny because McKinney North used to be the one that did it from the beginning. And then they.
Well, this guy is not nearly as interested in doing it as Cindy used to be.
Is that right? Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
The invocation, it's the Navy
I was supposed to talk to the VFW post chaplain. I haven't done that yet. I'll do that. I'll do that next week.
Okay, I just didn't remember. Last year we had the minister, the female minister.
Leslie.
But you're just talking about the VFW to get their chaplain?
Yeah, we did have the VFW chaplain do it maybe a time ago. Anyway, either one. Okay. Is it Stone? Is that right? Is it Stone? What's her name? Calm?
I don't know.
Okay, the former Air Force officer that's the chaplain, that's the pastor.
Oh, he's an actual
female. No, I'm talking about
the female.
Leslie. Yeah, I can reach out to Leslie.
Well, I'm going to let's do both. You talk to Leslie, I'll talk to whoever. Right. I don't even know who's happening right now. I'll find out.
All right. No one will color guard unless they change their availability. Flyover scheduled. Tabs.
Before you put me on there as Air Boss and my information. So I'll follow over Carl.
Do we have a bugler for TAPS?
The Sheriff's Department committed yet?
I'll talk to them tomorrow. Yeah. The last. Matter of fact, the bugler's office is right next to mine now, so.
Perfect.
Bring my head in this door.
Bring your gun in there and hold it up.
Okay. Normally we have somebody from the DAR here to.
You know what, I went to a Military Order of World Wars dinner last week, and they had
an installation banquet.
Yeah, and they had the bugle from the Plano American Legion Post, and it plays a recording. So you just have the bugle.
Well, that's
right
what
here.
The sheriff does, isn't it? It's plays a recording. Yeah,
so maybe I'll check into the bugle.
Didn't Malone used to play it? I think it's first name.
Yeah.
I think it's Malone. I think I went to school with his daughter.
He's the guy that's over at the cemetery of Jackson Territory.
So volunteers. Do we generally coordinate other, is this the lady that's, is it Kathy? It is Kathy.
The DAR?
I can call. I've got a couple of their phone numbers in my phone. I can call one of them, see
if they can play.
We're still planning on doing it. It's kind of low key. Not the election will be over with, so I don't think we're going to have. Last year we had every politician in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So program, is it just updating the last program for Veterans Day minus the choir?
Yeah.
And
last keynote speaker.
Update everything. I guess the first thing has to be the mayor's approval, so as soon as that's done, I can edit that document and send it out for your review pretty quick.
Same thing with the flyer poster that you usually do.
The flyer, it just comes from communications. Right. They'll update that quickly.
Of course, they won't do it until the mayor says we can do it.
Typically, they take the image and put it on a hard drive or so, and then just blow it up.
Updates.
It's already kind of done. They just need to print them. It's good.
Change the date.
Yeah.
So I guess we ought to kind of just sketch out an agenda, a sequence of events so that we can then tell the mayor this is what we want to do. So I guess we would have what the...
Do you want me to print out last year's draft?
Invocation.
There'll be a lot scratched out.
National anthem.
We don't. We in the past we have touched base with those surrounding apartment complexes, okay. The managers, and they've allowed people to use those if they needed to.
Okay.
We've also talked about having a 40 can on the adjacent block over. I don't know.
Across the street from the black plant. Yeah. Either one can be done. Tim Target has a contact with the apartment complex. I don't mind reaching out to them because I know that's one of the things that kind of on the list of there's a special events application that I'll fill it out and then has.
They've always been nice enough to
allow that. That doesn't mean you can do it every year.
Yeah, but a lot of times on there, they're just wanting that. It's right. Just adjacent restroom or something. Yeah. The restroom's on site. Yeah. Yeah.
So all this publication will have to wait until the mayor signs off and we're do all that stuff.
The city management has basically said, instead of the mayor personally looking at all these, he's kind of given carte blanche to the special event committee if they're good with it. And
the mayor's okay. Approval.
That kind of sounded, that signals his approval. For the things that I saw today in the meeting, it shouldn't be any issue.
Good.
I think SRS Distribution is having a grand opening party, and there's a wine walk in downtown McKinney, and a ghost walk for Chestnut Square, so I think we should be good.
Are they doing Oktoberfest? Or something?
They're changing it to Parktoberfest, kind of a drive-in that they've done for some concerts. I attended one to help with our federal movie screen. So all the cars parked in the field just south of Tuck Brewery.
Right.
And our stage set up there, and they had a couple of LCDs, you know, LED screens to show, and also our inflatable movie screen there to help with view with sight lines. So they weren't live streaming it, but we were sending that signal straight to those units, so there would be multiple images for people to look at, and then allow people to park their cars and get out of the car and either sit next to it or whatever. So it was interesting that it worked well. They're doing something like that for Parktoberfest.
Gotcha.
No beer.
There'll be beer.
There'll be beer.
I think they're telling the designated drivers, of course.
Okay, so on the program, the call to order, we'll have the bagpiper to do that.
Yes.
We're not going to have a corral. Did you, you know, we had the Armed Forces medley before the opening. I don't remember that way, but.
Yeah, the last one was, this was a year ago, so Cindy was still there, and she does the introduction. She says, you know, yeah. That one happened without her, but if you want to move that down after the national anthem, probably do that, because we're not going to have a prelude, if you will.
Great. So I think the order still says the welcome, we'll have an invocation. We're not going where it's unlikely to post the colors.
Yeah.
So we'll go straight into the national anthem.
Yeah, and you can roll right on the menu.
Yeah. We are going to induct how many, Colin?
Eight.
Is there eight hands?
Is there eight now? We'll have the mayor. So we're not going to do an introduction to speakers, so just the mayor make remarks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so Brian, will you ask him to speak at the time that you meet with? Well,
I'll send something now.
Okay.
So do we want to do the flyover at that point, or
after
read the
remarks?
After the remarks?
Is that what you're asking?
Yes. It would come next, because we're going to skip the corral. So the thing that's not on here is the reading of the names.
I was going to say, maybe we could put where the corral is, we could put that reading of the names.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the first all to that point is going to go pretty fast, given what we've cut out. It may not be enough time to really prep him otherwise, Barry, to have him ready to hit it. I think we probably need to read the names.
That's pretty set.
That's really going to be a lot
easier.
Yeah.
So you take introduction of memorial wall arrangements now is the leader in the name. You move that down after the mayor, after the speaker, if you will. So. All right, we're not doing a battle now. And so the flyover, they'll come in as the last few names have been read.
Right. And then we'll go into taps.
Yep.
And the bagpiper.
That should be plenty.
Yeah, and we're just going to have the color guard posted at the back, right? And then we've done.
If we get a color guard.
I'm sorry, the Mounted Patrol.
Oh, yeah, Mounted Patrol back there. Back.
Okay.
that should be enough to give the mayor for now.
Yeah, I think so.
We can polish it and put it together in October meeting.
Yeah, what I'm going to put together and send off will just basically be a list of what's kind of planned. It doesn't have to be this detailed into mm-hmm. it, but it'd be basically somewhat normal but modified ceremony that we'll have chairs spaced out and people will also live stream and things like that. I don't think it's an issue.
Excellent.
Okay.
Are you going to talk to your colleagues at VFW and American Legion to make a few for RD, or maybe RD's got a group that wants to help lead the name? Is he going to do it?
Yeah, I'll talk to RD. I know he probably won't. He has remained real isolated through this whole thing. He's got pre-existing medical conditions, so he's
okay.
But we can probably.
Am I?
He can help us, definitely, for sure, identify.
Now, what is the protocol? Will everybody have to be masked during the ceremony? Is that, you have to write that down?
Not required to be masked outside. Okay. It may be something where, depending on how speakers and things are spaced up there, if we're standing shoulder to shoulder, you may want to think about that, but it's not required.
Okay.
Should have plenty of room spread out.
I think that's what we should do. We should just try to maintain.
Let's do that.
4.5 feet,
people can't really tell. 3.5, 4.5, it's close.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion on the Veterans Day ceremony? We have our agenda, we have our actions.
I'll get the revisions from Colin.
If they have the meeting that morning, we'll know that by the time we meet.
Yeah, I'll submit it before then to see if there's any questions to go back and forth. So I'm a member of the committee, so from what I've seen, it should be an issue. There's other things that I think have happened that have probably been more suspect than this. So I don't see this being stopped. So, as long as we're putting our good faith effort towards trying to be socially conscious and
responsible.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. No citizen comments. Got something on the phone. Matthew, I know, just to make sure you have a chance to ask questions or provide any comments as well.
No, I'm good. I think we're covering everything, so I'm just thrilled to hear that this thing's still gonna happen, even if it's slightly revised.
Absolutely. Yep.
You bet.
What about new board members? When does that start officially?
October meeting.
The October meeting.
So they'll have to go through training beforehand, and then most likely you'll swear them in. It's very simple, two sentences, and. Then we'll just bring him up to speed.
And two board members?
I believe three. Leo is now full time. So fortunately, we have to replace Barry, Ann, and Michelle. And Matthew Parker. So you'll be getting four members.
Four members.
Awesome. Hope you get some more veterans.
Yeah.
I got reappointed, so.
Congratulations.
I think I'll be the longest serving one.
I've been through the process before. I know Tim has said it on the interviews for Barry for the board, and I've said it into the product board. This was done a lot different this time. They interviewed everybody all at
once. I heard you say that all at one time.
Yeah, it's the first time I'd ever seen that. And typically, it was you want to interview for this board, they kind of had it singled out to that. Mm-hmm. This was just and of course, there's a lot of them over Zoom, so the director and I. He took a nine, I took a nine, and it was about 5 nines. He got three, I only got two, thankfully. But just sat there and watched, and if there were a person, they would come up and speak and give you questions. I never saw a council because they were off screen.
Did the candidates take the opportunity to express an interest in which board they wanted to serve on or any of that kind of thing?
They did, and it was listed on their form, and I looked through it. And
I see.
That's why I didn't see it. I'd never seen this board. That many on there, typically if someone is, that's kind of what they want to do.
Right.
I didn't see a lot, there were a handful, so that's why I was kind of surprised when members got replaced, because I figured that if you have someone who's been serving, who wants to serve, that they would probably keep them. But It's all the council pleases you're in. So that's a decision.
Sure.
We only have one new board member in our Parks and Recreation. It's an alternate.
Other comments?
So this is my last official meeting, so I want to thank you all for the opportunity to serve. Thank you for all you did.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I think we did some good work while I was here, and I look forward to keeping up with you and keeping on. Do some more good work, good stuff. But I will take care of the air boss thing. They're my last official duty.
Yeah. Well, on behalf of the board, Barry, thank you for your tremendous service. As we know, when it takes this volunteer, there's nothing but love of country and respect for veterans and what they've done. So thanks for your service to do this, because it's important. And really, the same goes for Tim. I know this is your next meeting. You'll be a private citizen, but I hope you join us at the next Veterans Day.
Come back so we can honor you.
I will no longer be a public official.
Blessing.
We will keep a place at the table if you want to come by.
The honorary chair.
Very kind of you.
We'll be deactivating Tim's email account probably tomorrow. I don't think we'll wait till this last day.
That's right. Excellent. Well, if I motion to adjourn,
I'll move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.